In Warren, Michigan's third largest city, there is a growing Bangladeshi community. That increase in population, however, has not yet translated to an elected official in Warren city government. But with five Bangladeshi American candidates running for office in the August 8th primary, there's a chance that could change. WDET's Laura Herberg has more.
The takeout area at Bismillah Kebab and Curry in Warren is bustling during dinner time. People are picking up samosas, butter chicken, and more, while others dine in. Warren resident Tamana Khanum is one of the patrons. She says her family moved to the United States from Bangladesh when she was 6 years old.
I lived in New York for like 5 years. Then we lived in Hamtramck, then Detroit for a few years, and then we moved to Warren.
This is a fairly common trajectory for Bangladeshi immigrants like Khanum. Many Bengali people first settled in the United States in places like New York or California. But then in the 1970s, the country of Bangladesh was formed after a civil war in Pakistan, and a cohort of Bangladeshi people started moving to the Detroit-Hamtramck area because of the auto industry. Syed Hoke is a vice president at the Bangladeshi American Public Affairs Committee. He says Bangladeshi immigrants have continued to move to the area, but many second-generation immigrants aren't staying in Detroit or Hamtramck.
They're looking for, like, you know, the better neighborhood, bigger house, you know, the safe area. Then people start moving in the Warren area because the Warren is very close from the Hamtramck Detroit area.
The last time the U.S. Census Bureau shared information about the size of the Bangladeshi population in Warren was in 2015. At that time, there were estimated to be about 2,100 Bangladeshis living in the city, making up roughly 2% of Warren. Hoke estimates the community is now closer to 7 or 8,000 people. He says this number is based on attendance at Bangladeshi mosques.
So we see, like, every Friday we have a big gathering, you know, the Friday prayer, all the mosques are full.
And as the Bangladeshi population in Warren has grown, so has the number of Bangladeshi candidates running for city council, with five on the ballot in the August primary. Looking at other Asian residents, there are two Filipino candidates and one Hmong candidate running for city council, with another running for city clerk. Manik Rahman is the Macomb County organizer at Rising Voices, a nonprofit that works to build political power for the Asian American community. She says Warren's current council does not represent what the city looks like today.
Historically, we know Warren was a destination for white flight. So a lot of the candidates are representative of the community from the past. It's not reflective of the demographic that has changed.
Census estimates show Warren's population is 3% Latino, 10% Asian, and 21% Black. And yet its council is all white. Like the population itself, the city is diverse in languages spoken, too. About 18% of Warren residents speak a foreign language.
We know there's, like, an aging population that are of non-English speaking. I mean, they are members of the community, so we have to be able to hear about the problems that they have.
Rahman says electing a candidate who speaks a language like Bangla could help lift communication barriers for residents whose voices aren't typically heard by city government. Back at Bismillah Kebab, Tamana Khanum says seeing a Bangladeshi person elected to council would be powerful.
It would mean a lot. So that means, like, you know, we're being acknowledged, you know, we're here, you know, and we're trying to make a difference, make sure everybody's being included in everything, and we're part of it.
The primary election is currently underway and runs until 8 p.m. tomorrow. After the results are tabulated, the top vote getters will face off during the November general election. I'm Laura Herberg. WDET News.